Broadcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Well, welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. I'm Cameron Healy, and I'm with...
I'm Jessica. I'm the communications and marketing manager for Friends of Strays.
Welcome back, yeah. And we're having Cam with a cat.
Yes.
Once again, and who do we have today?
This little scrumptious little thing is Mango. She's a female. It used to be kind of unusual to see orange female cats, but we've seen a lot this year for whatever reason.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So she is 3.5 months old, and I brought her on the show today because she has a couple little health things that might make her, not the first to get adopted. So she does have a heart murmur. Poor
no,
little thing. Yeah, it's a grade 2, so it's not the worst. The grade 5 is the worst. And it can be an innocent thing, or it can be like benign, or it can mean that she might have, like congenital heart issues, but those are things that are take an extreme specialist investigation to find out. So for now, we're just letting people know that that is something that we're aware of, but we don't know the extent of whether it's benign or not.
Yeah, happening.
And then she has a little birth defect over here.
Wait, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, she's got a little peg leg, so she's missing the paw on her back foot.
I did not even notice she, like...
I know. Yeah, I mean, you would never know because it's like she still uses it. She, you can see she's got a little nub there and it has like almost like a little paw pad. So we think she was born with it instead of it like, like being an injury or something. But other than that, other than those things, she is such a playful little thing. As you can see, she's just having a great time on the podcast. She's super playful.
How old was she again?
She's 3.5.
Yeah.
So she's not a little teeny tiny baby anymore, but she's a good age, still super playful.
3.5
still
months?
Super fun. Yes.
Oh, the baby.
Yes. What do you see up there?
Oh my God. Yeah. She was like staring.
Yeah. She was the
Is
fan.
There a
I
ghost
think.
In here?
I think it was the fan. She was like, oh, look at that.
We'd just been playing with her for a good, 5 minutes before we started recording, and I just didn't even notice. She just looks other cat for real.
Right, yeah, she gets along just fine with the little peg. She's just a little pirate cat.
No, I mean, you're doing so well. I love you. Yeah, so this is Mango, and she is at the cat box, right?
That's correct. So all of our cats are at our new location, the cat box, which is just a block south of our original shelter, but the cat box is at 3015 46th Avenue North, and our dogs are at 2911 47th Avenue North, and both in St. Pete. Yeah.
And you had some news for us today, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What's going on?
We've got a lot of things going on. We always have a lot of events and things going on, but our biggest event of the year is our Wags and Whiskers Gala. It's our annual fundraiser. And we have, I think we have the best themes. Like, our themes are always fun. And this year's is Nightmare Before Catmas. So, yes, exactly. So it's gonna be
I'm obsessed.
Spooky. Yeah, it's gonna be so fun. It's gonna be spooky. It's gonna be festive. We got a lot of fun surprises in store. A lot of great photo ops in store.
Yeah.
We're encouraging everybody who attends. You can dress in costume if you want. You can dress like in festive wear if you want. It's really up to you. It is October 5th, at the Coliseum in St. Pete.
Perfect.
And tickets are on sale now. It's $150 a person, or there are tables, available for purchase. And we're also looking for sponsors as well. So that's like a corporation, or even an individual can, there are different levels, can sponsor the gala, get their name out there, get recognized for, being community partner for a nonprofit. We're also looking for silent auction donations too. So if there's somebody out there who has a business that, maybe they're not like looking for a sponsorship, but they want to support, cats and dogs in need, they can donate things like hotel stays, like gift cards to restaurants, brewery experiences, we've had things like axe throwing and, all kinds
so
of stuff.
Fun.
Yeah. We put together baskets and we try to make really cool experiences around the Tampa Bay area so that people can get like a really nice package while they get to support Friends of Strays.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. I love that theme. What, What was the theme last year? Wasn't it like
last year was a totally possum prom? It was 1970s prom theme. The year before it was Jurassic Bark, which was pretty awesome too.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
And you can get our tickets on the website. There's more information about sponsorships and stuff as well. Are you tired of this harness, Miss Ma'am? You can't just be running around. You're a baby.
Yeah, she seems wild. Yeah. Super energetic. Yeah. I feel like that's a typical thing with orange cats, right?
There is a lot more energy. Funny little things you'll find on the internet about orange cats just being kind of like cuckoo. But in a fun
makes
way.
Them fun.
Yeah.
They're just bleep, bleep.
Yeah, the joke is that they have like one brain cell to knock around.
just bouncing
and
around.
While I don't know if that's true, they do have some funny little quirks sometimes.
No, she's
you're precious.
Perfect.
You're being so cute.
I love you, Mango.
And of course, she's just one of many cats that we have. We have lots of adults. We've got kittens. We've got, you know, like 1 and 2 year old cats. We pretty much have whatever you're looking for. You know, we've got something for you. Oh my gosh. Be cuter.
We're one. That's my girlfriend.
Oh
real.
My gosh. That's so
Twinsky.
Cute. Oh, big stretch. Doesn't count if you don't tell her it was a big stretch.
What's a big stretch, Mango? Good girl. You're so sweet. Obsessed. I just clicked my shoes together. Hello. Yeah, so I'm hoping Mango gets the sweetest and loving family.
Oh, I'm sure she'll get scooped up.
Guys, I'm allergic. Let's remember this. I literally would take her home right now. But
sacrifices have to be made in life, you know?
The way I wish I could. If there was like, is there like a way people can just get vaccinated?
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God.
There are treatments available.
I thought you were just screwed.
Talk to your doctor about it.
I just want Mango.
Where are you going? You can't go down there.
Oh, she's so precious. She's so just watching everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some cat content, guys. I know you can't, like, if you're, like, just listening to us, there's a cat on the table.
Being adorable.
Like, if you're not watching the video right now, there's a cat on the table right now. Just
specifically a baby kitten.
A baby, a baby. I love you. You're so pretty. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, really amused right now. But, yeah. So, Wags and Whiskers.
Wags and Whiskers. Nightmare Before Katmas.
Is there anything else going on that we should know about, even if it's, like, later this year?
Yeah. So, actually, this coming weekend, we will be at Dog Bar in St. Pete on Sunday from 1 to 5 doing their charity. They have every week they have a charity dog bath.
Ooh,
so we'll be there like washing pups and trimming nails and stuff, and the public can come and get their dog bathed, and the money goes to us, which is really nice. The Dog Bar does have like particular rules about the dogs that come there, so if you're not a member, you do have to pay like a 1-day fee and then bring your vaccination records with you. Mm-hmm. Because they do require all the dogs that go to Dog Bar have their vaccinations or up to date on them. So that is happening this Sunday. That's pretty exciting. And then we're sold out this month, but we'll be back again with it soon. Cat yoga is new.
Really? It went well? Oh my
gosh. It's this weekend, but there are no more seats left, so I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. But we're planning to do it regularly, so we might be back pretty soon here with another one. We're really excited for that. It'll be at the Cat Box. We've got a great yoga instructor, Crystal, who will be there guiding the flow. And you know, it's not a very serious yoga class. You'll be doing some yoga, but you'll be mostly petting babies. So
babies.
Yeah. So that's on our website, and like I said, this one is sold out, but we will have it again, and it is a pretty fun time.
Let's do some yoga. Oh my gosh. Well, that is super exciting. Thanks for coming on and talking to us about all the fun stuff that's been going
Absolutely.
On with Friends
Great
of Strays.
Back.
I know. So hopefully soon we can have another Cam with a cat and Jessica and whoever else. A lovely little Did you see that? Yeah.
She's like, I am a predator.
You're so scary.
I am fierce.
Oh my gosh. Well, we will be right back on WGAB, the Gabcast.
Find all your Gulfport and Tampa Bay beaches news and things to do at thegabber.com.
Welcome back to WGAB, the Gabcast. And this isn't Jessica. Who is this? Who are you?
I ask myself that question often. I'm Patrick. I'm the news and politics reporter for the Gabber. You know me if you've been watching. And if you don't, you will. Because today, we've still got Mango here.
Mango is still so hanging out, thankfully.
We had to choose between Jessica and Mango, and we chose Mango.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jessica.
Sorry, babes. See you next time, I guess. But yeah, today we're going to talk more about some drama, some viral drama at St. Pete Beach, right? Some YouTube drama.
Yeah, I attended the last St. Pete Beach City Commission meeting. And something I didn't realize had happened until I went there was after the last meeting, the mayor of St. Pete Beach, Adrian Petrilla, posted a YouTube video on his YouTube channel.
His personal one.
It says Mayor Adrian Petrilla, St. Pete Beach. So it was on his
personal one.
On Mayor Petrilla, on his YouTube channel. And anybody who has been either following us or lives in St. Pete Beach knows that in December, four of the five city commissioners resigned because Florida passed the Form 6 law, which required city officials to disclose their finances in depth. So four of the five commissioners resigned. The only one who stayed was Petrilla. And the process that came after that was appointing commissioners and not really electing them in that way, just so that they could quickly get people into the seats and continue to hold city business. Through that process, they kind of garnered a bit of disdain from residents of the city who were unhappy with kind of the lack of a democratic process. So that came with lawsuits and a couple other things, but the city of St. Pete Beach is in a very tumultuous place right now. There's a lot of issues going on. And this YouTube video that the mayor posted was entitled, How Did We Get Here? And in the video, he explains that the reason St. Pete Beach is in this position is because of the commissioners who resigned, and said it's because they gave up on their oath to the city of to the residents of St. Pete Beach, and it's their fault. And he's like, I stayed to kind of hold on to it. And he named a commissioner who spoke at the last meeting by name in it. Former Commissioner Mark Grill.
This sounds like the Burn book when Regina throws all the papers in the hallway. This is literally that.
So that caused some issues at the most recent council meeting when it came to the audience comments section. They started to kind of talk about this, and there were multiple residents who were talking about this, and they felt like it was kind of a misuse of his city email, obviously, because it's his YouTube channel.
City
he introduced
account.
Himself as the mayor of St. Pete Beach and all of this. And originally, when people started to talk about this, the mayor said, it's been like long precedent that you don't direct your comments towards anybody on the commission and towards the whole commission. That's how it is at Gulfport, I know. But in St. Pete Beach, that was kind of off of precedent and not off of a rule. So the city attorney, Andrew Dickman, he kind of responded to the mayor and said, I just want to let you know that I want to caution you from restricting what people can say based on the content of their speech, and not like if they were directly like attacking somebody, that's one thing, but they were bringing up that the mayor posted this. So that was definitely a very interesting start to the meeting.
Absolutely. Like, imagine your meeting starts off like that, and then
after that, everything
how do you talk about anything else?
Yeah, after that, everything went pretty normally. But obviously, I mean, we're recording this on August 20th, which is the day of the election in St. Pete Beach. So the District 2 commissioner will be decided by the time you're watching this, but we don't know yet. And that's that in and of itself has been another thing, because there were people at the most recent commission meeting during the audience comments section talking about the election, which was another thing that the mayor was like, you can't stop people from talking about that because it's not in their rules technically. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting, and I'm sure that more will come about from this because it's not really over. The video is still up. If you want to watch the video, you can go to thegabbernewspaper.com or thegabber.com, not thegabbernewspaper.com.
You know this.
And you can find the video in the article that explains it. But it was very interesting. But you know what else was interesting? What we did this past Saturday night, right here in the heart of Gulfport.
Gecko crawl.
Gecko crawl.
Gecko crawl. So we went to Gecko Crawl. That was my first time going to Gecko Crawl, my first time ever going to a bar crawl. And I want to say I wish I had the drinking and partying abilities as Gulfport residents do, or anybody who just comes to Gulfport to party. Because I literally, like,
we were the youngest and the most tired there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we were
supposed
tired.
To be the party animals.
And I think so. We went to Gulfport Brewery first. I really wanted some of their hot dogs, and we ate there.
I got one of their Cubans. It was very good.
Yeah. What? I think my boyfriend got tacos or something. So we all got our drinks, and it was a blonde ale. It was a golden
ale.
Yeah.
Golden lager. So, I don't remember.
Yeah. So golf.
It's very good.
They had that. So that was our free drink of the night there. And then after that, we went to.
Well, free drink. I think we should explain.
Oh, sorry, guys. I forgot that not everybody knows about Gecko Crawl.
If you live in Gulfport and you don't know about Gecko Crawl, you're doing something wrong, because it was very fun.
It was so fun. So it's a poker-themed bar crawl where there are five bars that you go to, and you pick a playing card from a deck of cards, and that is your card that you receive mm-hmm. in your game of poker. You have a poker sheet, and you receive a stamp at each bar, and you get a free drink at each bar as well. I think it was a $25 ticket to do all of that.
$10 and if you just wanted to play poker.
Yes. So, you go over to a table and they stamp your little thing, your little poker sheet, and you, after you pick your card, and then you get your drink. And so we did that. We went to Gulfport Brewery, and then we went to North End Tap House. Then we went to the Peninsula, and then Neptune Grill and the Tiki. And then there was an after party where they get to tell everybody and announce the winners and worst hand of the game and a randomly selected player. Mm-hmm. So they did that at Hurricane Eddie's, and we, guys, we were burnt out. We were tired. I want to say at our second stop, it was about 7 o'clock, maybe 7:30.
It goes from 4 to 9. We got here at 5:30.
Yeah, and then we got to North End Tap House around like 7. And this one group of people that I talked to were like, "Yeah, we're on our fourth stop right now, bro. I'm tired. I haven't even done anything but sit outside, eat hot dogs, and drink one beer so far, and I am tired." If you guys read the story I wrote, that I am a lightweight, because I am. And one beer doesn't do crazy amount of stuff to me, but it definitely makes me tired. So I was like, oh my gosh, the heat, all the hot dogs, all the beer. I'm so tired. And we were only on our second stop. And these people are, they could be my family members. They could be my mom, my dad, whoever. They were older than me. And they were on their fourth stop. And they were still going. Guys, I'm weak.
It was really interesting though, because like each of the places had their own like signature thing they were doing. Like we said, at the brewery, they were doing the Gulfport Golden Ale, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. But they also had wines on tap. When we came to the tap house, they were serving specific beers. And then at the Peninsula, they were serving a special tequila cocktail called I Love You from the Gecko.
Yeah, that's very, and that very was cool. Cute. Unfortunately, I really wanted their espresso martini.
None of us were really
hoping they had a specific, like, selection of drinks.
None of us were really in a tequila mood at that moment.
No. We had like, we had just calmed down from being outside for so long.
Yeah,
we
it was were, hot.
It was really hot. So
you Gulfportians do it better than we do.
I don't know how they do it for real. So yeah, we went to the peninsula and everybody looked like they were having a ball. And
well, it was funny because we ran into, there were some people there, like people our age. And we were like, oh, are you here for the bar crawl? And one of the girls goes, there's a bar crawl going on right now? And there was like a couple hundred people walking up and down Beach Boulevard.
Why do you think there's this many people like coming in here right now? I mean, the peninsula has great drinks, but like, there was no way of walking in and out of that bar. Like, I swear to you, it's not like that all the time. But
and then, regardless. But it was interesting because then we went to Neptune's, and Neptune's was doing just like a bottle of beer or like a well drink. Like a,
yeah, and,
that was,
and they had seltzers.
They had seltzers, really something like one. That. And then the same kind of vibe at the Tiki.
Yeah.
They were, you could get like a Bud Light or something, but then they also had a really interesting punch.
What no, so punch here's called? What happened, guys. He's not telling the whole story. So Gecko Fest is a themed event, and Gecko Ball and Gecko Crawl are also a part of this. So for the month of August, there's a big celebration. This month's theme, or this celebration's theme, is Saturday Night Live. So
Live from Gulfport, it's Gecko Fest, right? That's what it's called?
Something like that. So this
don't fall off the edge. Oh, don't fall off the edge.
Yeah. Okay, you can good come job. Over here. You can come so over here. Gecko Ball is encouraging people to wear SNL themed outfits, costumes, and Gecko Crawl is also in that same same field. So the Tiki, they were clever. They gave us some SNL characters as their drinks. So there was a fruit punch that was like, I don't even know if it was a fruit punch. It was like orange juice, pineapple juice,
cranberry juice. Okay. And then you could choose whatever liquor you wanted to add to it.
Yeah. So that one was called the Sally O'Malley with a kick or a punch. I don't even remember what it said. And then there was, the Conehead cocktails. And
the Blues Brothers bottles, I think.
Yeah,
as well.
And that was just beer. And then there was,
I don't remember the last one.
I know, I'm forgetting.
I wish I knew more like classic SNL stuff.
Me too, guys. Come here, Mingo.
You're gonna fall off the edge.
I love you.
She hates this harness.
I know. You can hold that. I'll hold her. Okay. So yeah, I got the punch, and that was actually so good. I wish I got another one, but it was free, so I couldn't buy another one. I mean, I could have. I don't want to spend my money, though. So.
And we walked away from that, and you stood up, and Chris and I were walking, and you're like, I'm feeling it. And we're like, okay, we're ready to go home.
Guys, I wasn't joking. I love that I'm a lightweight, but also hate at the same time. I get two drinks, and I'm chilling. Three is nice, too, but like, I don't really have to do much. I don't have to do much more. But yeah, we stood up to go to Hurricane Eddie's, and I was like, yep. My legs are not there right now. I have a problem.
Turn around and do this for the camera because you're cute.
So, yeah, we went and explored Gecko Crawl with all of the lovely partiers of Gulfport. And
for those of you who are there and will be at Gecko Fest or Gecko Ball.
Gecko Ball. I'm going to Gecko
weekend.
Ball.
Yeah, find Cam. She'll have the camera. She'll take pictures of you for the paper.
Yes,
have fun.
Do.
Be safe and make sure you get out to Gecko Crawl next year because it was very, very, very fun.
It was fun. I probably will want to go and not be working so I can have more friends there, have more of an experience. I was trying to pay attention a lot, you know?
You had your two best friends there.
So
me and Chris.
True. Where are
thank
my girly
you guys.
Pops?
Thank you guys for watching and listening to WGAB The Gabcast. We'll be back next week and say goodbye to Mango.
Mango's adoptable, guys.
Yeah, Mango is adoptable. Go to the cat box. Come check her out. She's very cute.
She's a baby. She's a sweet baby.
She is. I might adopt her before you, although I did say that about Henrietta. And I missed out on that. But we'll see. Thank you guys for watching WGAB The Gabcast, and we'll be back next week.